The Pennsylvania Supreme Court handed down a big decision today on education funding. It could eventually impact everything from textbooks to taxes, though there's a long way to go in the fair funding fight. Here to help us break it down is WHYY's Avi Wolfman. Aaron and Avi, why are advocates in some districts upset about the state's school funding system?
Well, there's been this idea for a long time, Dave, that there is a big gap between rich and poor districts in Pennsylvania. There's data that bears this out. You have a lot of districts that are really reliant on local taxes, right? And local taxes come from the value of property. And if your property doesn't have a lot of value, it's hard to raise money. And the state doesn't do a lot traditionally to even that out. And so, you know, when you talk to folks, even from rural school districts, small rural school districts, they're upset. And folks like Ed Alpert, who represents a lot of these school districts.
I'm telling you, folks, there are times where we just cannot compete because you have the haves. And you have the have-nots, and we're on the side of the have-nots.
Oh, Avi, isn't it evened out to extent with the fair funding formula?
Right. So there is a new fair funding formula that evens it out somewhat, but they only push new money through that formula. And that's just a sliver of the total pot right now. So you still have a lot of the inequities that exist.
Who are the plaintiffs, and what are their contentions?
So in the lawsuit, the plaintiffs are a handful of school districts and parents in those school districts, kids in those school districts, and a couple of advocacy groups. And what they're saying is, look, there's a constitutional guarantee in Pennsylvania to a thorough and efficient system of public education. Thorough and efficient. And what they're saying is, hey, the legislature's not doing that. It's not thorough and efficient. And the courts have to intervene here. Put a stop to this. And just to put a little finer point on it, today was just the first step in that, in trying to get to that argument, but it was a big step.
So let's look at that step. Help us make sense of today's Supreme Court finding.
So what the Supreme Court did, which is what they'd never done before, twice they'd failed to do this in prior cases, is they said, we're going to look at this. We're going to look at this issue, okay? Because in the past, what they had said is, we don't want to infringe here. Doling out money, that's the legislature's duty, okay? So we're not going to touch it. It's too tricky. It's a slippery slope. We'll get mired down in all sorts of logistics about what's fair and what's thorough and what's efficient. We're not going to do that. This Supreme Court said, no, we have a constitutional duty here to make sure that the laws, the way that they're processed and executed, comport with what's in the Constitution. So we're going to take a look at this. And so that's where we're headed next.
So call it a slippery slope or a second step. What's next?
So the second step is that basically this goes back to the trial court because it's going to go back to the Commonwealth Court. And they're going to actually look at the merits of the case. They're going to look at the funding in Pennsylvania and they're going to say, hey, is this actually thorough and efficient? And now they're not concerned anymore whether they can get into this issue. They're in it now. They're going to look at the merits. And of course, then there could be appeals after that. And sort of down the road, if the courts say, hey, this isn't thorough and efficient, we could have all sorts of changes in Pennsylvania. We could have more money from the legislature, right? It could be doled out differently based on whatever the courts say. And there are states, New Jersey's one of them, where the courts have gotten in and say, this isn't working. This isn't constitutional. You got to change it up. And that creates huge ripple effects for how money is doled out. In New Jersey, for instance, more money goes to some big urban school districts, poorer school districts like Newark and Patterson and Camden, and that's been going on for decades. And could we see a system like that in Pennsylvania? Maybe. It all depends on this is all state specific, but it depends on what the justices say. And now we're going to actually have that argument, and advocates are really excited about that.
Avi, thanks for helping us make sense of this first ripple.
Thanks so much, Dave.
WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt on Newsworks Tonight.